This distance remained until the 1930s, when the rise of the Nazi Party in Germany paralleled an increase in anti-Semitism in the US. Fearful and in need of allies, Jewish Americans sought support, and the Black community was one of the few to join their cause. Black and Jewish organizations began working together to challenge employment and housing discrimination, combat racial and religious violence, and fight for inclusion in social and professional spheres. In the years following the Second World War, the bond between the communities grew. Jews made up at least 30% of non-Black freedom riders, risking arrest and violence for Black solidarity. Jewish lawyers battled Jim Crow laws, while Black organizations like the NAACP, whose founders included Jews, supported the creation of the State of Israel. Black and Jewish Americans, along with other minorities, led the effort to desegregate medical associations, southern universities, businesses, and community activities while working to introduce social programs for the benefit of all members of society. While Southern Jewish support for segregation dwindled, the community was still torn over how to respond. Southern Jews faced pressure from their Northern counterparts to condemn segregation, but they feared that making official statements against segregation would result in retribution from their white neighbors. Others argued that the community need not make official statements about a topic that didn't directly relate to the Jewish community. As a result, some Southern Jewish institutions withdrew their support for national Jewish organizations that came out publicly against segregation.